Can you believe who's coming on my podcast? Jerry O'Connell, Ruby's dad. Are you excited?
Me too.
Lean in, Lisa, put her to the test. Lean in, Lisa, so get off your chest. It's more than just a trend, cause everyone's her friend. So lean in with Lisa, spend your time with Lisa. Lisa's got something to say. So reach out to Lisa every day.
All right, guys, I'll come back tomorrow, okay? I'm sorry I had to kick you out of my house, but I'm doing a show. Okay.
Who are you kicking out?
I, Jerry, don't ask. I kicked out the guys working in my bathroom. We're remodeling, and it's you don't want to know from it. You just don't want to know.
I mean, all right. Well, you're sacrificing your bathroom for this podcast. That's incredible.
I'm sacrificing my bathroom for you. And if they don't come back tomorrow, I won't be surprised.
You and the family will have to use, like, I guess, buckets and a stream.
What do you think I've been doing? My poor
we redid our kitchen a few years ago. Well, this is highfalutin problems, but we redid our kitchen a few years ago, and for months we used our bathroom sink as our kitchen sink, and it was disgusting.
That's gnarly. That's pretty gross. Oh God, Jerry, are you surprised I'm having you on during Women's History Month? Are you surprised? Because, you know, I mean, I had women on all this month, except you're the only one that I had on that's...
Well, I mean, I do. I'm the father of daughters. I mean, my daughters play volleyball with your daughter. I mean, I'm surrounded by women. I'm a big supporter of Women's History Month. Yeah, I can see. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I should be celebrated, but I mean, I'm adjacent.
You should be. You have a feminine side to you that I absolutely love. And I have to tell you, Jerry, you are a man's man and a man's, you're not a man's woman. You're a woman's man. You're a man who is, well, what am I trying to say? I'm saying that you're surrounded by, what is it,
Jerry? Woman's man. No, not a woman's man. I'm a man woman.
You are a man.
This is getting into some weird territory. I mean, where we have to.
Yes, it is.
Talk about gender and stuff.
Well, that's another show. But anyway, I have to tell you, you are surrounded by women. You have three beautiful women in your house with you. Well, actually, four, because is Ruby considered a woman?
My dog is female. Yes. you know, it is pretty interesting. I grew up with a brother and a father, and my mom, because she was around all these guys, sort of became
a woman.
Took on sort of masculine traits, kind of, you know. So oh. I'd never really been around femininity, and it's complicated, but at the same time, it's just so incredible to see it happen. You know, I mean, it's funny. Like, my children don't respond to things my brother and I would have responded to, which is like what? Let's take, for example, athletics. Your daughter plays volleyball at a competitive level. My kids play with her. You know, if they're doing something that's not working on the court, I can't just go up and yell, "That's not working. What are you doing? Change it." That's not how it works. I hate to generalize and stereotype, but there's a nuanced way that that said, I love being girl dads. My daughters like care about school. My daughters are empathetic. It's I'm so happy to have girls. What an education.
You have great girls. I mean, you do. You have, first of all, what do you owe to being such an amazing dad to these girls? Because do you owe it to your mom? Do you owe it to someone who influenced you when you
were younger? I gotta tell you, I kind of owe it to my wife, Rebecca Romaine, who is grew up with another sister and was you know, my wife was in her early 30s when we had kids, and my wife was ready to be a mother. My wife wanted to be a mother. My wife loved her mother very much. Her mother passed away, but I think my wife was really ready to be a mother. And I got to say, it's my wife, really, Rebecca Romaine, who really stepped it up and is, to me, influences me, you know?
Yeah. Oh, she's amazing. I'm in love with
I have
life.
To say, the biggest thing about being a parent to teenage girls, I think, is trying to add constructive criticism or constructive, constructive feedback, where you want to just like say, like, "What are you doing?
No,
get in the car. No, we're going to be late. You know this every day. We're late."
You get the evil eye, and you don't want
that. And it's just like, how do we, guys? We're late every day. What are we doing wrong here?
Well, first of all, I notice with my daughter, like if I say, "Hurry up, get in the car," you know, she won't talk to me. Like she'll literally just shut down. And we don't want them to shut down because we want to communicate with them. We want to tell them that you need to come to me if you need advice. You need to come to me if you have a problem. I am here for you. Your feelings are important to me. And I want you to feel comfortable. And I'm not, this is a big one, Jerry. You ready? This is a big one. I am not going to judge you. My father was so critical of me growing up. And that's why I didn't have the self-esteem and the confidence that my girls have, and your girls have so much confidence. It's unbelievable. Rebecca is, first of all, you got gold. Okay. She's not only gorgeous. I mean, she's to this day, your wife, she was it. Come on. Was every man still in love with her? Look what you got gold.
I still don't know.
Don't screw it up, Jerry. Don't,
I still don't know why I'm here with her. This is a grave error that my wife made. You know, what's funny is, when you have kids, we were single, we lived in Hollywood and stuff, but you have kids and everything sort of gets, every parent has the same issues. Like it's so funny that I bond now as a parent. It's like, I used to ask like, "Oh, hey, do you drive antique cars? Oh, hey, are you from the East Coast? Oh, hey, do you like rock and roll?" But now I'll ask like, "Oh, hey, do you have kids? And how old are your kids?" "Oh, yeah." And I bond over kids. And it's so funny because all parents are in the same exact boat. All parents go through the same thing. It doesn't matter who you are, where you are. All parents go through the same thing, which is why it's sort of like a fun topic, because you get to swap notes and say, "How do you deal with this? How do you deal with this?" You know, you, me, my wife, and your husband, whenever... full disclosure, everybody, our kids play volleyball together. So for about a month a year, maybe a little more, 6 weeks a year, Lisa, myself, my wife, and Lisa's husband sit next to each other 2 days a week to go to a volleyball tournament. So 2 days a week. And by the way, 6 hours, we spend 12 hours a week with each other. That's more time than I spend with anyone.
And we're still talking.
What?
And we're still talking.
But, you know, you just shoot the breeze and compare notes. You know, I mean, your husband gave me some great advice on like tutors and stuff. You know, your father, your daughter's father is like so good at math. And obviously he works with numbers. And I was like, "Man, my daughters are not doing well in that." And he was like, "Oh, I got the number for you." You know, like it's just.
Yeah, he's the go-to guy. Yeah. He knows everybody. I thought I knew everybody, but he knows everybody. But you're such a nice guy. Let me just tell you something. I got to tell everybody who's listening, who's watching. Jerry, you started out as a kid. You were in a very well-known movie.
Okay? Stand by Me.
Stand by Me. You now are, you just turned the big, can I say it?
Yeah, sure.
Big 5-0. Welcome to the club. I should be so lucky. And you are so grounded. You say hello to everyone. You shake people's hands. People you don't even know. People you probably don't even want to know. But you're just such a great guy. How did you become so normal?
You know, I think it comes from, and I'm not even joking, you know, being an actor, you go, your job is basically going to a new job every 3 months. Every 2 months, you're going to a new set. You're going to a new group of people who maybe have been working together for a long time, who maybe all just met. And the easiest way to assimilate is to just walk up to them and extend your hand and say, "Hi, my name is Jerry. I'm new here." And literally just that act. So it's funny. My kids were freshmen at high school. I didn't know anybody. I think you have an older daughter who sort of went through it there, right? Yes. At Calabasas. Yes. So you had been there, you know, I mean, I didn't know anybody. I mean, yeah. I just extend my hand and just say, "Hey, what's up?" We're all stuck there with each other. We're all stuck with each other.
We're all stuck with each other, even though we don't, even in Las Vegas. Oh,
we're stuck with each other. You might as well say hello, you know? I mean, we're there. There's no escape.
Yeah, we're all stuck with each other, even, you know, and you just have to make the best of it. And I mean, you got it all going. You're doing, how many shows are you doing right now?
You know, I do that show, The Talk, for CBS. It's a daytime show that's on every day, 2 Eastern, 1 p.m. Western.
You took Sharon Osbourne's place, right?
Well, I didn't take anyone's place, but Sharon Osbourne was no longer working there, and they had a slot open.
Yeah,
and
you took her place. Okay.
It was the middle of the pandemic, and I was in my underwear, and they said, "Do you want to come do the show?" And I said, "Sure." And
And you're still doing it.
It's been really interesting. You know what's really funny? I've been there now for over 3 years, and it's incredible to have a job for so long in this business. You know, like I go there every day. It's funny. It's not what I'm used to. Usually I'm a gun for hire, and you show up for a little bit here, a little bit there. You live out of a hotel room. It's really, I'm very fortunate to work here in Los Angeles, where my kids, your kid goes to high school, because my wife works in Canada on Star Trek. So somebody's got to stay here to make sure they're not vaping, you know?
I know. And you're like driving them everywhere. You pick them up. You go to all the volleyball. I love your enthusiasm during the games, especially after I sing the national anthem. And
you do a good job.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You'll hear it again next season. You like the new Bob Barker.
Okay. Remember to spay and neuter your animals.
Exactly. Wasn't he married to Betty White? No. Yeah, maybe. No, that was Alan Ludden. That was Alan Ludden from Password. He was married to Betty White, and they did the whole very into rescuing animals.
Yeah. You know, I just, I mean, Lisa, I do have to tell you, there are some people who don't like me. I mean, I'm not liked by everybody.
No, that's not true. Everyone likes you. Everyone. I was on the picket line with you. Everyone liked you. Everyone. Okay. First of all, the women on The Talk, they need to let you talk more. It's called The Talk. They need to let Jerry talk more.
No, we're all up there. If someone feels more strongly about a topic, they can talk. I'm not paid by the word. It doesn't offend me in any way. Some people feel very strongly about topics and want to get in there. I completely understand it.
Okay. I'll accept that. I think you and Rebecca, I was thinking about it, 'cause you know, I love Rebecca, and I mean, she's just,
Rebecca's so my wife, everybody.
Yeah. And everyone would love to be with, anyway, you need to write a how-to book, the two of you, on how,
you know,
to
Lisa,
be,
I'll tell you, I actually, a book publisher came to me
in Hollywood.
You know, a book publisher came to me. A lot of like actor types write books, like, and they came and they said, hey, would you write, like, just being about a dad, being about a teen dad, and we'll see if we'll do something.
Right.
And I wrote something, and I was extremely honest, extremely honest.
Good.
Mostly about my wife and my relationship. And I sent it in. This is crazy. I sent it in. They sent me an advance. They said, "Finish it up. We're going to pay for this."
Wow.
And I said, okay, this is where I messed up. This was my fault, okay? And we went to couples therapy over this. I then said, oh, honey, look, I'm writing this book. They gave me an advance. I'm making money. And my wife said, what are you saying in there? And I went, oh, don't worry. You're going to love it. And my wife said, I want to read it. And so I showed it to my wife. And my wife said, I'm not into this.
Was it like sex and stuff?
It wasn't like it was just.
Was it like racy? Was it too
It was just like
personal?
goofing. It was like in my mind, it was goofing, but it was personal goofing. Okay, I just thought if I'm gonna do this, I want to do it. This is what I would look for. If I was reading this book, this is what I would be looking for, you know?
Oh, it's a
And
shame that it's a shame she
my
didn't
wife
want to
said,
do it.
and my wife said, no way. And I had to send the advance back. And that was, we had to go to
Ooh,
couples therapy about that.
you did? So what did the
Yeah.
therapist say? What did the therapist tell you?
The therapist said, send that advance back.
That's great. Oh, poor Jerry. Jerry, oh, speaking of books, okay. So your wife's ex. We don't need to name the who wrote a
It's
book.
okay.
Stamos. How did it make you? First of all, I was very upset because I actually listened to the and I was very upset because I think Rebecca's amazing and I love her. But how did it make you feel about the fact that he wrote the BS, he wrote whatever, and then he apologized? Okay. So do you think he apologized to save face, or do you
You know,
think he
Lisa,
apologized?
I'm gonna do what our therapist told me to do, which is this isn't my question to answer. This is when you have my wife on the podcast, I think you can
Okay.
answer all this. It's not my
Okay. I get it.
business to comment on it.
I will accept that. I will accept that. And I will ask Rebecca. You're a New Yorker.
Yep, born and
Like
raised.
me.
We got, I can hear it.
How do you say Florida?
Florida.
Thank you. Oh my God, Jerry, I'm so happy.
Florida.
My daughters say Florida, and I am living in the house when they say
Yeah. Well, it
Florida.
is funny, Lisa. You and I are New Yorkers who are raising children on the West Coast, and it's crazy to me when,
La La
like,
Land.
when my kids were like in junior high and they were like trying to figure out like what their personalities were. Man, they were like talking like this, Lisa, and it was really crazy for me. Because, by the way,
Like a valley
this is
girl.
actually how people from California talk.
Oh,
This is not a
totally,
joke.
totally.
This is really what they talk like. And my daughters are talking like
Oh,
that. And I was like, I
I
mean, it was kind of making
know.
me laugh, but at the same time, I was like, girls, I don't know if I'm okay with this. That said, my mother is still with us, thank God. But they go to Long Island sometimes, where my mom lives, and they spend some time with her. And when they come back, you can hear my kids have a little bit of a New York accent when they come.
They do. They go to Long Island.
It was so cute when they were little, because you have this like 6-year-old being like, "Hey, Dad, let me get some more butter for the bread."
I could totally hear, I could totally hear Dolly saying that. I could hear Dolly doing that in a heartbeat. Oh, I have a question for you from a viewer. From a viewer, are you ready? Lori, wait a minute. Lori from Laguna Beach. In light of your professional and personal relationship with Wendy Williams,
Yes.
what was your reaction to the recent documentary on her? And what are some of your memories from the years you spent as a guest on her show and behind the scenes as
Wendy is,
well?
I mean, Wendy is the best. Wendy is the best. If you watch daytime TV, which I do a lot of, no one was like Wendy. It was appointment television. Wendy was my news source. I watched Wendy before I watched PBS. It was. That's where I got my news. You know,
I
the
watched.
documentary, I watched about 3/4 of it. It was a 4 hours, so I watched 3 hours of it. And it was tough to watch, but at the same time, we love to see Wendy getting better. It's no longer about will Wendy have a show? Will Wendy get back on TV? Now it's just about Wendy, let's get better. Let's get better.
Yes.
There's some health issues. Let's get better. That's the number one priority. It was tough to watch though, but I will always root for Wendy. Always.
Yeah, I watched it actually a few days ago, and it was very tough. It was very tough seeing her that way, and I pray that she gets well as well.
Yep.
I really do. That's number one, get well. One more here. Oh, wait, I have another one here. Susan from Thousand Oaks. You were a child actor in the movie Stand By Me. Many child actors become messed up as adults. What do you owe your what do you owe your level-headedness to?
You know, I don't know. I don't think I was very popular after Stand By Me. I didn't really find stardom that other people get when they're in hit movies. You know, I went to college, I went to high school, I had a pretty normal life, and those experimentation years or crazy years were not done under the microscope. So I think, you know, I partied. I'm a partier. Like I've there have been times I haven't been so well behaved, but I was not in any of the kind of spotlight that I think these other people were. And I think that that affects you too, you know.
Was it love at
first
sight?
But also, I guess my parents. I love my parents. They're great.
I know you do. You tell me about them all the time. You talk about them.
Yeah.
And that's really, I think that makes a big difference.
Yeah, you do too. I went to your house. You have the whole history of
yeah, you sold
all
the
your
photos.
Parents. You have the whole family tree in your house. I'm not, by the way, I'm not that dedicated to my family. There's no family tree like corners, like shrines.
I have a camera with me wherever I go. So don't ask how many photos I have in my phone. It's amazing.
Great though. I love the history. And also I love you and your husband's East Coast history. And it's all like real, like awesome American, pure American stories. Like, you know,
yeah,
it's good stuff.
I know. That's why you, I think we, that's why we totally click. I think that has a lot to do with why we click. Do you have anything you want to do like that's on your bucket list that you haven't done yet that you would love to do?
You know, Lisa, I have to tell you, it's so funny. As I turn 50, as you mentioned earlier, I'm realizing I have little to no control over anything. I know that's not what everybody says, but I would love to be acting a little more, but I have no control over whether someone's going to give me an acting role or not. You know, if I get an opportunity to audition for something, I can try as hard as I possibly can. That's the thing I can control, but mm-hmm. I can't. So I'd love to be acting more. It's just not happening right now. I'm like a talk show host. I don't know how or when that happened, sometime in the pandemic, but I'm just riding that wave and I have no control over it. I'm trying to just be like relaxed about it and not get crazy about it. I used to get crazy when I was younger. Why aren't I getting more roles? Why aren't I was in Jerry Maguire. I should be in another Academy Award nominated movie. It's just not how life works, you know?
Well, I think you're great at what you do. You're great. I mean, I could see you totally having your own show. Everyone,
you know, I have a really good manager and I got to give him a shout out. His name is Michael Rotenberg. I've been with him for like 30 years. 30 years.
Wow.
He's been my manager.
That's loyalty.
Which is like unheard of in this town. And he said, it's so funny. I was in a TV show that got canceled immediately. And I was like, what do I got to do? I can't get a TV show on the air. Like, what's going on here? And he said, hey, listen, you're going to end up where you end up. And you have no control. And that's going to be the right place. And I really try to adhere to him saying, you're going to end up where you end up. And that's going to be the right place. And I really I try to repeat that every day.
You know what? You never know. Anything can happen. Anything can happen, Jer. Anything, right?
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
Look at me. I'm doing my own podcast. Who would have ever thought?
Yeah. And a good one too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jerry. Was it love at first sight when you saw Rebecca? Tell me.
Have you seen her? Yes. It was love at first sight for me.
It was love at first sight
for her. It took months. It took months and years of convincing and sort of like, I think my wife sort of, what's the word? Like settled.
What do you mean settled? What do you mean settled?
I'm kidding. I was joking. It was love at first sight for me, but she was like, oh, yeah, I guess he'll be good enough.
It took a minute for me to get. No, but
he's kind of funny.
You know what she told me? Can I tell you what you told me?
Oh God, that I'm ready to leave him?
No.
Do you have a good divorce attorney?
No. She taught
Oh
me she loved your sense of humor.
wow.
And
There
you
you
were
go.
not and you were not only were you a cute guy, but she loved your and your sense. And I totally think my girls, okay, my two daughters love my older daughter is 26. She's dating someone now.
Met
She
her,
said,
beautiful
Mom,
girl, beautiful girl.
you met Sarah. So she says, Mom, he has to have a sense of humor. He's got to have a sense of humor and great hair.
Gotta do
And
it.
she did. Yeah, you got to do it. Oh, guess what? I have a surprise for you,
Here we go.
Jerry. I have someone here, Adam. He's going to throw some curveballs at you.
Hey, Jerry, good to meet you.
What's up, Adam? Let's go. I'm not afraid of your curveballs.
Okay, get ready. Here they come. You starred in one of the best sci-fi series of the 90s, Sliders.
It's an exaggeration, but I don't know, best sci-fi series. Like X-Files is pretty good.
One of my favorites called Sliders. What's your favorite hors d'oeuvre at a bar mitzvah reception?
What's my favorite marker?
Hors d'oeuvre.
Hors d'oeuvre. Oh, my
Yes.
favorite hors d'oeuvre. I'm
Is
gonna
it
say,
sliders or yeah?
I understand you're making a Sliders joke, but for
Yeah.
sure it's those little hot dogs and the pastries. I don't even know what you call them. Pig in a blanket?
Pigs
Pig
in
in a
a
blanket.
blanket. That's Jerry. That's Rick's favorite. Next time you and
Oh, I
Rebecca
could
come
eat them all the
over,
time.
okay, you
And
come with me
also,
over.
Rebecca makes we have a fondue machine at our house, and we love fondue.
I love
And when I
fondue.
want to lose weight, I use like crudité, like vegetables. And when I don't care, I use just bread.
Right. I like the crudité too because it's not as fattening. Right.
Okay. All right.
That was a good one. Good one, Adam.
All right. Again,
Good.
curveballs. It starts pretty st and then it's going to turn to left. Okay. You were in one of the most important coming of age films of the 80s, Stand By Me,
Stand by me. Yep.
about a group of friends who stuck together, went on an adventure. Who is your favorite character in the Goonies?
In the Goonies, you're saying Goonies because it was there. I mean, I guess I'll go with Corey Feldman's character because I actually saw Goonies in the theater when we were making Stand By Me with Corey Feldman. And I'm going to say that because I couldn't believe I was friendly with someone who was on in a movie. It was crazy to me. It was crazy. That was crazy for me.
Interesting. We actually saw Corey Feldman at the Billy Joel
Oh, we
concert.
did,
It
right? And I
was
ran into
hilarious. I recognized him, and he was
you
like had his
recognize.
hat and glasses.
Yeah, he was
Yeah.
covered. He was covered. His whole face
Yeah.
was covered, right?
And she goes and talks to him because that's what she does.
Sure. Yeah. Book him on the podcast.
Yeah,
Come on.
I mean, we're talking about it now.
So, anyway, yeah.
ABB, always be booking.
Does anybody mistake you for being in the Goonies or another
Yeah, a lot
actor?
of people think I'm the because I was the husky kid in Stand By Me. A lot of people think I'm the husky kid in Goonies, and
Well, that's
I'm at a point where I
Jeffrey.
don't even correct them anymore. I just go, "Oh yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you."
Wait, wasn't that Jeff Cohen?
Jeff Cohen,
Wasn't
yeah,
his
he was the
Yeah,
lawyer.
he's a famous lawyer now.
He's a lawyer because I know his sister very well. She's a writer. She wrote Fuller House.
Oh,
His
Get
sister.
Out.
Yeah, she wrote Fuller House. Edie.
Yeah, he's a big entertainment attorney. I saw him in the news the other day.
Yeah, Edie Fay. Edie Fay is his sister. Yeah. Yeah,
All
he's a
right.
big attorney. Big attorney.
Okay.
Any others, Ad?
Yeah, of course. You beat
Oh,
me for
keep
four. I
going,
got to
baby.
do
Keep
two.
going.
All right. Jerry, both you and I have twins.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a boy and a girl. One's at Calabasas. Your daughters will eventually date him. He's kind of making his way through. Anyway, we both have twins. Have you ever worked with Arnold Schwarzenegger or Danny DeVito?
You know, no, but I met Arnold Schwarzenegger. I met him twice. Great dude, so nice, and I'll never forget. I was working on a show with Jim Belushi, okay? Very funny actor, great actor. And Jim Belushi had worked with him on a movie called Red Heat, which I saw, and I was like, this is so cool. Like, you and Jim are, I saw in the theater. I said, you and Arnold Schwarzenegger are gonna like be together. I gotta get a picture of this. And Arnold Schwarzenegger saw Jim Belushi and went up to him, and I was standing there with Jim because I was working with him, so I was standing next to him. And Arnold Schwarzenegger shook Jim Belushi's hand and went, Jim, because we were on set working. And he went, I didn't recognize, I'm going to do an Arnold Schwarzenegger accent. I hope no Austrians are offended. He said, Jim, I didn't recognize you with all this makeup on your face.
That's good. That's very good.
And I laughed so hard. I just thought it was so funny. Like these guys like Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, Jim Belushi, they all got like jokes about like, I didn't recognize you with all this like heavy make foundation. Wow, this is a lot.
Hysterical. That's very funny. And it sounds like him. Hey, are you in your car, Jerry?
Yeah, I'm in my car. It's the best Wi-Fi that I get right at the end of my driveway.
Oh, Jerry, you could have come here.
No, my other daughter didn't go to school today. She's feeling under the weather. By the way, she really is under the weather.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not like a lie. And so she's watching, she's playing like Roblox and like just sitting at home. So I was like, there's going to be no Wi-Fi here. Let me come to the Let me come to the park down the street.
On that note,
it's like the old school like landlines. Like, Mom, hang up. I'm on the phone.
Landlines? What are landlines?
Okay. Jerry, back in the late 2000s, you starred in a short-lived sitcom called Carpoolers, which took place mainly in a car, on the freeway, or in traffic.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on electric vehicles?
You know, I'm really... I'm going to tell you, my boss at CBS has a Tesla. And we went out to lunch. And they had a couple of drinks. And they said, would you mind driving my Tesla? I had a couple drinks. Driving my car. And I was like, sure. I got behind that car. I got to tell you, everybody, if I clean up my credit, I'm going to get a Tesla. That car was legitimate, fast, cool. It has a screen where you see the other cars around you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good car.
I rented them through Hertz in Houston.
Did you like it, Adam?
It was fun. They you can whiz through traffic. The charging is, I think, when they put solar on the roof, when they figure that out, so you never have to even plug it in, and it just goes forever.
You know, I did have to rent a car. I did travel out of town and had to rent a car, and they said, do you want a Tesla? And I was like, oh, maybe I do. And I was like, no, I don't know how to, like, do all that charging yet, you know?
Yeah, it's a little scary first, and you had to figure it out, but you can learn on the Tesla how to charge a Tesla. It kind of tells
you. Yeah. But I disagree with you. Well, I mean, unless you're going to road trips, you know, Lisa and I have to drive to like Irvine every weekend for volleyball tournaments. I mean, if it can make it down there, then you could charge it up. I think we're cool, you know, and I think it can.
Yeah. I test drove a Tesla and my Rick and Ella, they were both in the back seat and they were ready to throw up. So they said they wanted me to get a Tesla, but then they said, no, you're not getting a Tesla.
No,
they go fast. They're fast cars. Careful.
Yeah. Okay. Jerry, aside from your many years of acting, you host a game show Pictionary where the contestant isn't allowed to talk, and a daytime talk show called The Talk. Do you have a favorite Talking Head song?
Man, I saw that David Byrne musical on Broadway. It was so good.
Yes. Stop making sense. Yes.
He's a real artist. He's a true artist. Yeah. He was really... something else. That guy is a national treasure. He's do I have a favorite? I guess Once in a Lifetime, isn't that the name of the song?
Yeah, one of his,
or maybe say, or is it Same as It Ever Was?
No, it's Once in a Lifetime.
That's the same.
Same song,
right?
Wildlife was the one with
so good, such a good musician, Lower East Side of New York, 80s. Awesome.
Amazing. They played it at all the clubs when I played with my band in New York. Did you see Stop Making Sense, the movie, the documentary on the Talking Heads that just came out again? They re-released. My friend did the music for them, and they just re-released Stop Making Sense. We just went over to the David Geffen Theater to see it. Amazing. Any Talking Heads fans, man, Got to go.
No, you're a bigger fan than me.
Oh, okay. I love them. I think they're great. Who's your favorite band?
You know, as I'm like a 50-year-old dad, I love that yacht rock, like Michael McDonald and like Christopher Cross and like Doobie Brothers and like Kenny Loggins.
Yes.
They usually all play at the Hollywood Bowl every year. And
or the Canyon Club. Kenny's there every year. Jerry, he's there every year.
My wife can't stand them, though. My wife loves DJ stuff. She loves a DJ duo named Polo and Pan. So sometimes I have to go to my yacht rock stuff by myself.
Ooh,
so,
wife is way cooler than us.
We have a bunch of different tastes in our house.
Oh my God! Yes, she likes the cool stuff.
Well, I'd go with you because 50-year-old dad. So you know.
Yeah, we got to go see. We're going to go see Kenny Loggins.
And and if you do want to act more, I've got plenty of scripts you could be in. So
he's a comedy writer. So
good.
Yeah, always keep Jerry in mind, Adam.
Please.
Well, now, I mean, I thought he was just doing so well hosting. I didn't know if he was acting anymore. But yeah, sure, I can. You can read some stuff. We'll send some stuff. We'll talk about it later.
We'll get you some stuff. We'll send some scripts to you. So, anything else?
No, that's all you're paying for.
Oh,
fine. You know,
okay. All right. Enough. I'll give you a raise eventually.
Okay. Just six.
Okay. Back to you and me, Jerry. So, your mom, you just said something about you. What did she give you advice on how to treat women?
I don't know if it was any sort of like sit down thing.
It's a Mother's Day question.
But I my grandmother was a big part of my childhood. And because both my parents worked, I spent a lot of time with my grandmother. So I would say my grandmother is the one who really did the hold the door for me, help me down the stairs, help me out of the car. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
She was a funny, she was a funny Jersey lady. You know, she was like, get over here. What are you doing? Like, help me out of the car. It was really funny. Okay. You know, you're doing a lady comes out of a car. You run around in the car and you help her out. Are you crazy? She was really funny, you know. Help me down the stairs. What are you doing? You think I'm going to just run down these stairs by myself? Come and stay here. I'm your grandmother.
Oh, that's a character.
She was really funny.
Whoa, she's a character. And that's where you got her from. So now you hold doors for women and you help Rebecca out of the car and you do all those great things. Okay, are you working on anything now besides the game shows?
Lisa, I'm so sorry to say I don't have anything going on.
Well, you will.
No, I'm supposed to come in here and tell you what I'm up to.
I know what you're up to. You're up to volleyball, up to your ass in volleyball.
People can follow me on Yelp. I go on Yelp a lot. If I have a positive experience somewhere, I leave a very positive review. You can follow me on Yelp under Jerry O'Connell. I'm not even joking.
We have the same. Wait, you and I. I'm on Yelp. We love the same restaurants. We love the movie Rooster. We love Black Market Liquor.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you give them good reviews?
Always. I think I give them both glowing reviews. I also love the Six. Let's give them a shout out in Calabasas.
Yes, they just
local
reopened.
Peasant. Let's give them a shout out. Soli Luna, great restaurant out here in the San Fernando Valley. Let's give them a shout out.
Oh. Love Soli Luna. I love their soup. Their soup with the avocado and the chicken soup with the avocado. Have you been to Casalena? Casalena in Woodland Hills.
Yes, I just went. No, I went to Mulholland. I didn't go to Casalena yet.
Mulholland is good. A little noisy. Yeah. A little noisy, but not bad. Not bad. Got to go to Casalena.
No, I haven't been to Casalena. Thank you for that.
When Rebecca comes in from Canada, we'll go to Casalena. I have
reminder.
Sit at my favorite table right next to the fireplace. I always get that table. That's my table. Jerry, I love you. You are awesome. I am so happy that you were able to take the time for me to be here. And we did it. Jerry, we did it.
We did it, Lisa. Only took, it wasn't a year. I met you in August, so... August? Yeah.
Only 6 months. And
love you, Lise. Best to the fam. See you at volleyball.
I want to thank my guest, Jerry O'Connell, for being with me. And I want to thank my producers, Alan Chuzinski and Melissa Leonard from Pretty Easy Podcasts, my writer, Adam Labarkin, and my composer, Jeff Urban. And to all of you, thank you for leaning in with me again. And until next time, leaning out.
Lean in, Lisa, put her to the test. Lean in, Lisa, so get off your chest. It's more than just a trend, 'cause everyone's her friend. So lean in with Lisa, spend your time with Lisa. Lisa's got something to say. So reach out to Lisa every day.